Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor Corey Brooks was busy over the weekend, who frequently visits with us on this show. You know, he's that Southside pastor who tends to a whole host of needs you can't even imagine. And he made it a point to say on Twitter over the weekend, the long three-day holiday, 4th of July shooting weekend, that he was going to visit as many neighborhood block parties as he could in his area. He met with leaders, gang leaders, and community leaders beforehand and implored everybody, please, let's keep the violence down. And then he tweeted all weekend long about how it was going. You may have seen him nationally on Fox and Friends this morning. Pastor Corey Brooks, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, John, for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
How was your weekend?
It was a tough weekend, but we made it through, and I'm thankful that Woodlawn did not see any shootings. I know that around the city of Chicago, shootings were up and individuals being killed, those numbers were up. But I'm excited and ecstatic about the fact that we were able to keep shootings down and no one was killed. And hopefully we can keep this momentum going.
They were shot in Austin. They were shot in nearby Englewood for you. And then in your neighborhood, Woodlawn, you say no shootings. To what do you attribute that? Do you think that was your outreach?
Without a doubt. I think we have a violence impact team with about 10 full-time staff. All of them are made up of different parts of the community, all of them from different sectors, different cliques, different groups. And they work together and they function together and they work as a team. And they were very, very instrumental in making sure that they went out to their various areas and talking to the people of influence and making sure that they understood that we wanted to do our best to make sure that there was no violence. And if there were any problems, to make sure that they called us. And we were able to squash a couple of incidents that could have turned into something drastic, but they did a great job, and I'm proud of them.
Can you describe one of those scenes where you thought trouble was going to brew and it didn't happen? What are you talking about, Corey?
Well, we had an event on Saturday, and we got a call about in one of the areas that, you know, these guys were internally getting ready to fight, and they both had guns. So one of the staffers that we have on staff knew the guys. He's from that area. He directly went there. I was going with him, but he urged me not to go. I was glad to get a call that he had retrieved and stop them from shooting one another. And so that type of incident could have been very unfortunate for a lot of people. And that's the type of stuff that we got to get ahead of and we got to get on top of. But you can't do that if you don't have people involved from the neighborhoods, engaged with the neighborhoods, and engaged with these people who are potential shooters.
How did your guy get the word? Was it something somebody posted on Facebook? How does your team know about this in advance?
We have individuals who work directly in those neighborhoods. They come from those neighborhoods. They come from those gangs, so to speak. And we hire them. We train them in violence prevention, in peace organizing. We train them in negotiating with, making sure that there are no retaliations and intervention. And they know how to go into the area that they live in and talk to the guys who are known shooters or potential shooters, and to make sure that they know when to call. Like, you know, sometimes they don't want to call the police, but they do want somebody to intervene. And in those moments, they need a number to call. And so these individuals know that these are the guys that work for us, and these are the guys from their area that they trust wholeheartedly to come in and help rectify a situation.
Corey, do you imagine sometimes these things are happening, that is, guys are getting ready, and but for just somebody to say, you don't want to do this, you don't want to get shot, you don't want to shoot, and they know that, but there's nobody there to tamp them down.
It's
almost that simple. I what do I know? I'm just talking out of my head here, Corey.
You're right. It is that simple. We have to have people. One of the things I tell people is that you're never going to stop the shootings in Chicago if you don't have individuals who are engaged in talking to these individuals who are potential shooters or who are known to be able to shoot people, you have to, you can't be afraid to go and talk to them. Like when I went on the blocks on this past Saturday, I know a lot of these guys from all the different areas, from all the different cliques. And I'm not afraid to go talk to them. I'm not afraid to, you know, say, hey, this is what we're up against. These are the alternatives. These are the options. And lots of times that's exactly what they need. They need individuals who will just talk them down, give them a better way, give them some options. And often, most of the time, they'll take it. But the problem is they don't have anyone to engage them.
It's interesting, Pastor, because Superintendent Brown just had a news conference, and he said in many ways that very thing, that policing alone isn't going to end the violence in Chicago.
I agree wholeheartedly. If we're waiting on the police to solve all our problems, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. We have to take responsibility as a community to say, hey, these issues that we're facing, these are our problems. Not only are these our problems, but we're going to come up with some positive ways to fix it. And we're not going to wait on the police department. We're not going to wait on government. We're not going to wait on someone to come in here and save the day, because it's not going to happen. These issues in our neighborhood have been happening for years, and it's going to be up to us, the residents who live here, the leaders who are here, to take the bull by the horn and to make sure that we do something about it. What people can do from the outside is assist us, those of us who are on the ground, our organizations that are doing grassroots work. We need outside organizations, outside collaboration, outside resources to come alongside and assist the groups that are actually making a difference.
I'm going to give Corey's website in just a minute. Pastor Corey Brooks is on a phone line. He frequently visits with us. He's the founder of the New Beginnings Church and Project Hood, right, Corey?
Absolutely. Project Hood. Exactly.
I want to just take a couple calls with you while I got you on the phone here, Corey. You've got a minute?
Absolutely.
Mike, you're on WGN Radio. What did you want to say? You're on the air.
Don Williams, thank you so much, sir. Love your show. Pastor Brooks, I don't know you at all. But, John, I think you are talking probably to the next person who should be running the city. The fact that he was able to has done what he's done. I'm a born and raised Chicago, and I don't live in Chicago anymore. But the thing is, I've been looking for someone. The mayor, I don't understand. I don't want to go there right now, but that wasn't part of my call. My call, sir, is to call to commend you for what you're doing. And I'm glad John's about to give your information.
Help him out.
Because I'm going to be sending you a $1,000 donation this afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much. And feel free to not just send the money, but although we need it for our programs, feel free to come on down and visit us anytime. You know, give me a call. You're welcome to have my number. Anytime you want to come down and see the work that we're doing, we invite you to come down and see the opportunities that we're trying to give these young men so that they can change their lives. But I do want to say thank you so very much.
Yeah. It's a nice call. Thank you, Mike.
But, you know, I want to address that, Corey, because I think what you're saying is running for office could take you away from the actual work. I mean, it has to happen outside of government.
Right. I'm not interested in running for office. What I do want to do is help solve this violence issue. And I really think we have a model that works. I think engaging the community and being involved and having programs and giving people options and alternatives, it may take some time, and we still have a very long way to go. But I want to create a model that works not just for Woodlawn, but for the city of Chicago. And then hopefully I can help take it on the road to some major cities, because that's what I feel my calling is to help solve some of this violence that our community is facing every single day.
So, Corey, I'm looking at a story in the Sun Times here earlier on the 4th of July, Saturday night. A 7-year-old girl was killed at a 4th of July party in Austin. Steve was talking about this earlier. Girl's playing on the sidewalk. It's 7 o'clock at night. This girl's done nothing wrong, and there's no evidence of bad parenting here. She's with her community. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. They're on the 100 block of North Latrobe. Three guys get out of a car and shoot more than 20 rounds in the direction of the people holding the party, a group of which included many children. So I wonder if if you just got lucky, right? I mean, how much confidence would you have had if you were in Austin instead of Westlawn or Lawndale or Edge, if you were in some of these other neighborhoods? Would it have worked there?
Absolutely. It would take some time because you got to win trust. I've won the trust of a lot of the guys in this neighborhood, but it would take some time, but it can be done. It may not be me, but I could definitely help individuals who have the trust of individuals in their community. But the same thing can be replicated in every community. You got to know the shooters. You got to talk to the shooters, and you got to give them some options. You got to give them some alternatives. If that does not happen, the issue of violence that we're facing is never going to be solved.
79 shot, 15 fatally, more children, 14-year-old, 7-year-old, 13-year-old. Pam, what did you want to say? You're on WGN. Hi,
yes,
Pam.
Yes, I was commenting as well on, these latest shootings, and some of it was just touched lightly about trying to get these other communities on the same page. But again, it seems like every time the mayor and our police superintendent, our chief, go and plead, it's almost like they just want to revolt and do it. Make it worse for people, and to say, we're not listening to you. And I think on maybe your show last week, John, someone called in and says, the mayor is so stern about the COVID practices. Why doesn't she lay the law down with the killings? Well, that's kind of hard to do, but I get the point. But I agree 100% with the way you're handling it. But I also feel, don't you think it has to begin in the home? I find it so hard to believe that these gatherings where people get out of a random car and just go to a home, is it that random, or is there an underlying person they're looking to retaliate against?
Well, let's let Corey respond to any and all of that. Corey?
First of all, you're right. It does start at home. It's very important that we get home life engaged early on. So that's without a doubt. But these are not random acts that are just accidentally happen. These are individuals who are looking to hunt individuals down. They're looking for certain people. And as a result, when they find these certain people, or when they think they find these certain individuals and they start shooting, they're not adequate shooters. They're not trained shooters, and as a consequence, they end up hitting the wrong people most of the time, unless they're point blank range. And these individuals are definitely, most of the shootings, a lot of the shootings are retaliation shootings that from things that have happened over years. And I tweeted that people would be amazed if they knew the reasons behind some of these shootings. The reasons behind some of these shootings go back years, and people don't understand that.
I would imagine some of it is because of some awfulness, and some of it is probably remarkably petty, the sorts of things that these guys are shooting. But I saw a guy on TV the other night, Corey, and he was the father of one of the kids that was killed. And I felt bad for the guy, but I was also, I'll be honest with you, a little mad at the guy, because I thought, I'll bet there is a reason that these guys are going after you. You're part of the problem. You are the victim's father now, and it's a tragedy, but you're also part of the problem. And so you get torn when you watch some of these people on TV, Corey.
Yeah, there are times where individuals are part of the problems, and that's a result of making wrong decisions and making bad choices. But there are times when individuals are just innocent bystanders, and they end up being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that's very unfortunate. So, but at the end of the day, it's going to require us to do a lot of work with these individuals. Some of them are serial killers, and we got to get to them.
Corey Brooks is the founder of the New Beginnings Church on the South Side and an organization called Project Hood. A texter said, I'm in Mundelein. I want to take Corey up on the invitation to visit the South Side with him, to go to dinner and invest in the community. Corey, what's your website?
Our website is projecthood.org, projecthood.org. And, you know, people can feel free. They can call me. My cell phone is always available. It's on the website. So projecthood.org, and they can feel free to call me anytime.
I'll talk to you again soon, Corey. Let me know if I can help you out some way down the road, okay?
All right, John. Thank you so much.
Projecthood.org.